Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for this last Sunday of the church year is our Old Testament reading. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. We look now on this day for the end to come as we come to the end of the church year. We look around and hear of wars and rumors of wars. We hear of the natural disasters happening in the world. We know it could be today. Maybe this evening it will be the last sunset we look at. And with deeper interest we will ask, is that you, Lord, coming in the clouds of heaven? But then it will just get dark again. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. We hear of another big uproar in the Middle East. Israel, again, is being threatened. Their cousins all around still causing trouble. But maybe we wonder if these wars are the last ones. Has the moon turned red? Are there fewer stars? Have they started to wink out one by one? We wait for the Lord. Our soul waits, and in His Word we do hope. Our soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. Then daybreak the next day. And we awake and go about our business as usual. This cannot be, though, business as usual. Yes, we must work and eat and sleep, yet we can never be the same. Not since since He took us out of the kingdom of darkness and made us members of His royal house. We still are to get as much done here, work hard here, live fully here, do as much rescue work as we can, but always, we always are to be packed and ready to go home. You see, because we have been made part of a different world, but a world yet to come. We are subjects of a different king, but not yet in his borders. We are citizens, but not living in our own country. It is, but not yet. All the same, he will not abandon us as this world would. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Don't defect, then, to the other side. The side you were rescued from, that place, this place that will end with burning fire and destruction. This is the place with no hope. They do not look to the skies. They have no hope. They do not hope for the end. They want it to remain as it is, even with its sin and death. For them, there is nothing but that. They say it is part of life. All of this, this wide world, this universe, is just waiting to be destroyed. It will be. But for their sake, it is not yet. That is why our King delays his coming. He wants us to bring as many as we can with us when he comes to take us home. And so we wait for him, expecting, wanting, longing for relief, for freedom. We know all too well, if you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? We look around us and yell out, don't you know that the Lord will not count your sins? Look to Jesus. He has redeemed you. All the same, sin still keeps piling up around us. Even so, yes, even so, even though it was all already carried to the cross and paid for, all of them counted, all of them were counted against him, not us, not them. So don't stay away, is what we're to tell them. Don't hold on to those sins. They are all gone as far as He is concerned. And who else should care? I know we can barely stand it sometimes to live with all those iniquities, yeah, our sins and their sins. We want it to end. It cannot continue like this much longer to see them, yes, to still see those sins of our own doing, to see other people wallowing in them, taking them off of Jesus and putting them back onto themselves, all as if He did not come and die, as if He did not pay for each one of them on the cross, in that dire, dark place where is hope? Then in anything, there is none. There is only certain death and punishment. Yet right now there is hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is abundant redemption. Our Lord really does not mark them. No, truly. Hear and repent. Let it be known everywhere. He does not remember them or count them against us, even if we still do count them against ourselves, against them out there. But don't we long to forget? We long to be rid of this body that has those marks upon us from all that we have done. So look to His marks instead. There is in those wounds abundant redemption right there, nailed to the cross, marked and paid in full. Still there as witness. He has had mercy on us, children of men. Those whom He has created, for those whom He took the blame, our punishment, our death, marked right there on Jesus with each stripe of the whip, each cut, each bruise. They have been marked and counted. See Jesus. They all remain on Him. The Father only sees Jesus and sees on Him those marks of our sin. They are not on us any longer. He was blamed and they were counted against Him. He did not stand then. He could not with all that on His shoulders, but fell, died, slain as a transgressor, a sinner. But that was not the end. He rose conquering death for our justification, which means our resurrection. This is our hope. Hope from faith is not wishful thinking, you know, but a sure deliverance, redemption in abundance. He rose redeeming us to live, to rise as He did, and we will on that day of fulfillment. That day of fulfillment yet to come. King David, when he wrote these words of this psalm, knew his own sin all too well. But he hoped in the Lord because he saw the cross from afar. From faith, David awaited His rescue. He believed God and could say, He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. He believed, and so all of David's sin was put on Christ. David was redeemed, free, and not one of his sins was counted against him. David stood up from his prayer free. David did die, though, but died forgiven, redeemed. And David will stand up again in his own body. Yet then it will be made indestructible on that day of fulfillment. We hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is abundant redemption. In this, His promise, in His word, we do hope. A hope based on the surety of faith, and so we live. We live with one eye always on the sky. We hope in the only hope. Our hope is in the one who made heaven and earth, the one who will make a new heaven and earth. These here, all that we see, will pass away very soon. And that which is to come, that will never pass away, as the words that will remake it shall never pass away. This is his promise. And our faith in these words is this hope. That end will come with a shout, and everything will melt away. The trumpet will sound, and all will see Jesus in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, and we will meet him in the air. If we are still on this old earth, we are with him this very moment, yes, but not yet as we will be. The end is near, at the very door. Stay awake. Do not slumber in the ease you may find yourself. Be alert. Look to the skies. He is coming. He will come. Jesus will be here and all will be fulfilled. All will be new once again, free and clear. A glorious freedom for us. His children who look to the skies, to the hills from whence comes our help, to the mountains where Jesus himself will step down upon for all to see. They will crack and crumble at his holy touch. The sky will be torn open. The stars will fall. The sun he will snuff out, and the moon will reflect the red fire of the end. All will be fulfilled, as all has already been accomplished. He has redeemed Israel, his beloved church, from all her iniquities. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, fulfill your promise and take us with as many as possible home. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.